We've been discussing gun issues and police misbehavior in the aftermath of the Oregon shooting. Specifically, we were talking to Brian Watkins about a video showing a 40-year-old mom of two being beaten by a police officer. Vincent Hill is a former police officer, a private investigator. He is a law enforcement expert. And Vince, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Dr. Drew. Always a pleasure.
Before we get on to it, any Twitter handle, website people can find you?
On Twitter, at Vincent Hill Sr., that's SR on Twitter. And there you can find my website and everything about me.
Very good. All right. So first off, let me get on to the gun issue. I'm coming to understand that there's very little restriction on gun access to people with really significant mental health issues, provided they haven't been on a 5150, on a hold. Is that something we need to improve?
Yeah, I think so. But gun laws themselves, just changing that is not the issue. Of course, based on the Brady Bill, you have to have been adjudicated as mentally defective or committed to a mental institution. And you know yourself, Dr. Drew, that getting HIPAA, when you get into HIPAA laws and try to get records, it's difficult to do that. So, of course,
it's impossible.
So, of course, you go to your average gun dealer. They're not going to have access to that information, and no one is readily going to say, yes, I'm certifiably crazy, but sell me a gun anyway.
But I wonder if there's some sort of provision we could create where physicians who have significant concerns about a patient can, you know, call Department of Justice to put a restriction for a month, 6 months, something where there's a window that somebody can get into real trouble. Just put a little barrier there. Why shouldn't we have something like that?
Yeah, I think we can do that. But, you know, along with that, when we talk about changing laws, I think we need to change how we just issue a gun readily to anyone. For instance, when I went to the police academy and just any police academy in this country, I personally had to take a psychological evaluation to make sure I'm physically fit, mentally fit to do the job, you know, that I won't go out and kill 20 people with my handgun. I also had to learn de-escalation, when to shoot, when not to shoot. I also had to watch videos of real-life shootings to see the effect on the human body. And, you know, I can tell you personally that four people in my class left that day when we started watching those videos because mentally they could not take that. So, you know, changing the laws is great, but I think we also need to teach people this is when you use a gun, this is when you don't use a gun, this is how you de-escalate, this is how you do use of force, this is don't shoot at your target if they're 3 feet closer to someone else because you could hit that other person. So.
Vince, hold on. I'm not sure I'm getting your point. So your point is that there needs to be more training for anyone that gets a gun?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you go to your gun store, you know, you pass the background check, here's your gun, you know, bye-bye, go shoot at this target. And if you hit the target, you can get your gun permit. But
so,
you know, again,
so it's more like a licensing, like operating a car or something.
Right, absolutely. There should be real life situations that you have to deal with so you can actually see the effects of a gun. You know, the point at a paper target is very easy.
Is anybody advocating on this point?
Not that I know of. I mean, it's something that I've always, you know, thought about for the last 20 or so years. You know, I've been around firearms for that long with my military and police career. So, yeah, I think in order to change how people see guns, if they start to see the effects of guns and how they actually work and how they affect the human body, I think that will have a greater influence on people than just going to a gun store and buying a gun just because.